Welcome back to the Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. I'm Derek Cardwell. Had a chance to talk last week with a couple members of the Knoxville volleyball team. Class 4A ninth-ranked Panthers last night wrapped up their third consecutive outright South Central Conference championship. And Amy Sullivan and Terry Unimark joined me last week, late in the week, to talk about how the season has gone and what they expect for the regionals coming up in a couple of weeks. It's been a pretty good season. Ranked ninth in the state right now. I guess just your impressions on how things have gone this year.
Yeah, I think coming into the season, we knew like we had big goals and we knew we'd have to work hard to achieve them. And in practice every single day, we've been showing up. And I think it's really been, paying off.
You came into the season with a lot of expectations. And, I think a lot of people around the state were noticing that. You got ranked pretty early. You've stayed in there. What is that like going into a gymnasium, whether it's home or away, and being that team that has that target? The other team's looking like, hey, we can make our season by beating this team.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about just owning the gym the second we step in. And that, honestly, I think we've accomplished that. We step in and they're like, whoa, like we come in dancing, singing, we own that place. Doesn't even matter if we're not at home. Like, I think we step in, the minute we step on that court, the other team's intimidated.
Amy, I've noticed that that's kind of what Tara's saying, just kind of playing loose, not, being nervous. How's that helped everybody this year?
Well, just like being loose, like helps us control how we play. And being in charge really puts us ahead, like in our mind game and also on the court.
And, on the team, how's your season gone from your perspective?
Well, my season, I thought it started out really good, but then got some injuries in the way. So I haven't been able to play for a couple weeks, but now I'm back and I think I'm ready to go again, ready to win.
Pairings for the regionals coming out and an interesting regional, Tara. You got your rivals over in Pella, and then you'll either play Oskaloosa or Carlisle, but then on that top is Marion, who I don't think a lot of people know about. What do you think of that draw? I mean, you get the home match and you might get another one depending on the rankings.
Yeah, I think we've beat Oski and Carlisle already, so I think we can go in with a lot of confidence into that. Don't get me wrong, they've both gotten better, but so have we. And Marion, we don't really know much about them, but pretty sure they're like pretty good. So, if we get to them in that final game, we'll have to show up.
And Amy, your thoughts on, how things turned out in the regional and your road to, Cedar Rapids.
Well, we're really pleased to just get our bye in the first place. And so we're prepared for whatever comes to us and we know we can take it.
You made mention, Tara, before we went on about, the preseason workouts and how that's helped you in a lot of games, not just you, but the entire team. Explain that. What goes on in preseason that, has really helped everybody?
Yeah, we do a lot of conditioning, and I think it helps us a lot. Like, for example, the Eddyville game, we went into that fifth set, and, even we were down, 9-19, we came all the way back, we weren't tired. We were there. They were tired. It really proves how hard our work pays off.
Amy, what was that like sitting there and just watching that and, thinking, okay, we're 6 points away from losing. You told me, you were thinking, oh, we got this right where we want them.
Yeah. So it was obviously stressful because oh no. But I believed we could do it. We go over stuff in practice, situational stuff, and we fight back in practice, and it really paid off and showed in the game.
Talking to Amy Sullivan and Tara Unimark, two members of the Knoxville volleyball team. And Amy, I want to go back to this spring, a nice end of the golf season for you. Got to state. I know it was kind of an adventure when you got there because of the weather, but what was that like, playing amongst some of the better golfers around?
It was really cool just to be there in general and to see a new course and play with really good people. It pushed me to become better.
Now, I know, obviously, off-season work is in golf, too. But, I was talking to Coach. Looks like some younger players who are pretty good coming up through the ranks now.
Yeah, definitely. We have a freshman this year, Nicole Kusatz, who's really good. And she really pushes me at practice. So that'll be nice. And then we have an eighth grader, Faith Rosaboom, that'll be coming up soon. So that'll be really nice to have on the team.
And Tara, I know you know you're looking forward to this winter after volleyball season, whenever it does get over for basketball. And I know you know things looking pretty good for the Panthers this year.
Yeah, I'm really excited for basketball. I think, I mean, we have like four or five maybe returning varsity like experienced girls, but I think that we have younger girls that can step up and fill those shoes.
All right, let's wrap it around to a volleyball. I know, you know, the ultimate goal is to get to Cedar Rapids. How much is this, on your mind, or is this just one game, one match, one day at a time for this season right now?
State is our main goal. Like, we want this. It's been our goal from the beginning of the season, but we do just need to go one day at a time, like one practice at a time, stay focused, stay in the moment, but that is our main goal at the end of the day.
Amy, what about you? Is it, just to stay within the moment, but, that goal out there of getting to Cedar Rapids?
Yes, definitely stay in the moment and stay focused so we can make it there. We don't want to, like, jump ahead like, oh, we're going. We need to stay focused and get through our games right now.
That was Knoxville volleyball players Tara Unimark and Amy Sullivan as the Panthers again last night wrapped up their third consecutive outright South Central Conference championship. They are in action tomorrow against Winterset on senior night, and then this Saturday they host their own invitational. Pella Christian is involved in that tournament as well, and then it'll be time to look forward to the regional, in which the Panthers get a bye and will play a semifinal match against either Oskaloosa or Carlisle in a couple of weeks. We'll have more of the Radio Sports Page coming up on KNIA KRLS.